每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
11月15日，神的艺术。除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。哥林多后书12章5节。爱德华·耶德逊博士在纽约耶德逊纪念教堂的献堂典礼上谈到他的父亲艾多奈拉姆·耶德逊时说道，苦难总是与成功相伴。如果你的成功没有经历苦难，那是因为你的前人已经经历了苦难。如果你经历了苦难却没有成功，那么你的后人将会成功。哀痛的人能够喜乐，他们喜乐是因为他们知道痛苦、患难和缺乏乃是在新创造完成前的辛劳，是在新生命出生前的阵痛。如果他们意识到上帝这位最伟大的艺术大师同时用光和影来创造出一件杰出而神圣的艺术品，他们就会欢喜快乐。他们能在软弱上夸口，在泪水中微笑，在忧伤里歌唱，因为他们知道神的道路。我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。让我们一起祷告。亲爱的救主，我要学会在苦难中赞美你。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
November 15th, Divine Artistry. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. 2 Corinthians 12:5.
。Dr. Edward Judson, in speaking of the life of his father Adoniram Judson at the dedication of the Judson Memorial Church in New York City, said, "Suffering and success go together. If you are succeeding without suffering, it is because others before you have suffered. If you are suffering without succeeding, it is that others after you may succeed. Happy are they that mourn."They can be happy because they know that their pain, their distress, and their privation are the travail of a new creation, the birth pangs of a better world. They can be happy if they are aware that the master artist, God, is employing both light and shadow to produce a masterpiece worthy of divine artistry. They can also glory in their infirmities, smile through their tears.And sing in the midst of their sorrow, because they realize that in God's economy, if we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. I will learn to praise you, loving Savior, in Jesus' name.